Each year, tens of millions of visitors spend billions on lodging, food, and cultural events in New York City, but tourism tapers off in the winter months. WNYC's Abby Fentress Swanson reports that the city and a Broadway trade group have cooked up a new incentive to get people to open their pocketbooks.
Most mornings, the lines are long in Times Square for discount day of Broadway tickets. Still, Dave Jacob waits to buy one ticket each week after taking a three-hour bus ride from his home in Pennsylvania. Today, he'll get his ticket quickly.
I can't believe it. I mean, usually when you're here at this time, the lines are down the street, and this is nobody here. So I'm kind of amazed today.
The Broadway ticket lines always get shorter after the holidays due to the wintry weather and the reality that fewer tourists make the trek to New York during January and February. But this year, the city and a Broadway trade group are trying to prime the pump with a new promotion called Broadway Week. From today through February 13th, tickets to more than a dozen Broadway shows are selling for two for the price of one. The city's timed the promotion to start the same day as its Winter Restaurant Week and the off-Broadway discount tickets program called On the House. NYU marketing professor Priya Raghubir says Broadway Week is a way for the city to create long-term customers.
If you manage to get people to go even for one show, you have managed to deal with their concern, if you will, that this is unaffordable, this is not something that they could go to on a regular basis. It's an affordable evening out with dinner and a show.
Broadway League's executive director Charlotte St. Martin says so far the promotion is working. 5,000 tickets sold in the first day of sales. She says the theaters got on board because they believe the promotion's a good long-term investment.
Ideally, if they go once, they come back, and they usually do. We find that if we can get someone to see a Broadway show, that they are then hooked for life and we can get them back again and again.
The city says Restaurant Week has been effective. Last winter, restaurants who offered discounted three-course meals made nearly $5 million, up 13% from the previous year. Tiffany Townsend is with the city's marketing firm, NYC & Company. She says Restaurant Week, now in its 20th year, has a dedicated following of foodies.
The second that reservations open up or we announce those restaurants, they are engaging, they are making their reservations, whether it's lunch, dinner, both Sundays, whatever it is, and they are enjoying it to the fullest.
Marketing professor Priya Raghubir says there can be a danger to offering discount tickets. Customers may never want to pay full price again. But Raghubir says that's not likely to happen here due to the short length of the promotion and the big-name restaurants and shows on board. She adds that the city was smart to time Broadway Week with Restaurant Week.
And when you do it all together and it becomes a destination, then it becomes a reason for people to go out. It becomes a reason for people to travel to New York and fill in the hotels and so on.
Back at the Times Square ticket booth, theater promoters Dan Gibson and Laura Cosentino say they welcome anything that brings more people to the theater ticket windows during winter.
If they can keep our shows open, that's, you know, let them go for it.
That's true, that's
true. That's really the most important thing is to keep theater alive.
If the next few weeks go well, New Yorkers and tourists may even get the chance to buy discount tickets for another Broadway week this fall. For WNYC, I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson.
To find out more about Broadway Week, On the House, and Restaurant Week, click on Culture at WNYC.org.